Undone, Book 3 of the Encounters series by Paula Wiseman. Read by Paula Wiseman and Alan Wiseman. Chapter 1, Thursday, September 9th. I knew, as soon as I looked into Roger Huddleston's eyes, before I saw David's laptop clutched under Roger's arm, before I saw the stunned, anchorless confusion on David's face, before the stammered, awkward words fell out, I knew. But it didn't help. I had no plan, no alibi, and there would be no reputation-saving heart attack or aneurysm to divert anyone's attention in that moment. I can't run. I can't hide. The earth will not open up and swallow me, nor will lightning strike. Instead, I had to stand powerless as a nightmare unfolded. Pastor, Nancy opened your office. We were looking for the budget for next year. The finance committee meets next week, you know. And we weren't snooping, mind you. He set the laptop on our coffee table and gingerly opened it. The image was vivid, wrenching, and familiar. A single bead of sweat trickled down David's forehead. Roger paled. The folder was called Finance, David. What was I supposed... He swallowed and locked his eyes on David's in painful accusation. There are dozens of them. They aren't mine, David said. Of course they weren't. But David slammed the laptop shut. I'm telling you, they aren't mine. I flinched. David never raised his voice. Never. Not with the children, not at the dog or the referees on television, or even the drivers downtown. I don't know what's going on, but I didn't download those pictures. I don't do that kind of thing. I'm happily married. I'm a pastor, for crying out loud. Then he turned to me. Jan, tell him. Speak? He couldn't understand what he was asking. This was the end. He's right, Roger, I managed to say. I think that's when David knew. I saw a flash, a shadow that passed in an instant, in the way the corners of his eyes drooped. Don't say it, Jan. He didn't want it to be true, and we both realized as soon as the words were out that we'd never go back to the before again. I owed it to him, though. Roger and everyone else had to understand that David was innocent. At least innocent of this. Those pictures aren't his, I said. He would never. Jan, I understand. This is a shock. Hard to hear, but the evidence is right there. The pictures aren't his, I said again, firmly, confidently. But I couldn't bear to look at David. I know that, I said. I know because they're mine. Roger had the decency to slip out the door almost immediately. When David turned to me, before he could question or demand or even speak, I hit first. I want a divorce. He squinted in pain, probably physical pain. No, we're not. He closed his eyes and rubbed his forehead. I almost seized that opportunity to leave and never, ever come back. At this point, I was content to be the villain. I would be anyway. May as well earn it. How long? He asked quietly. How long what? How long had I wanted to leave? How long had I been the villain? No, he wanted to know how long I had had my problem. How long had I been leading a black-hearted double life of sin and hypocrisy? That's a little difficult to nail down. Since Maddie was little, I said. He paled, and I saw him shudder.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?